Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today I'm traveling. I'm up in a place called the Arches National Park, staying in a beautiful hotel up here. And I'm so excited to have a show that really is a result of what I've had to do in my life, and I believe what everybody has to do in their life, which is to be able to have the abundance, have the freedom, have the joy, have the happiness that you want. You've got to be able to change your beliefs. You've got to be able to look down with inside yourself, pull out all those beliefs, those mistakes, those challenges, those whatever you've gone through, and not look at it as something that's tearing you down or hurting you or forcing you into a lifestyle. But look at it as your opportunity to grow, to develop, to become the best version of yourself. That's what this show is all about today. I have an amazing guest that's going to be coming on in just a second. But first, I got to pay a bill. Then we'll be right back with my guest.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Before I get to my guest, I want to give a shout out to one of my sponsors. It's Vita Support MD. So do your legs ever feel restless or swollen or fatigued? Do you ever get cramps that awaken you from your sleep? Well, you might be suffering from chronic venous insufficiency, most commonly caused by blood clots in a deep vein or in a leg, which can lead to a lot more serious health issues. So there's a company that I believe will help you in so many ways. It was established by Dr. John Schuback, who made it his mission to provide the highest quality supplements using only the best ingredients and relying on scientific research from around the world. Dr. Schuback is at the forefront of education physicians and patients about the importance of their dietary supplements. And if you have challenges with the restless legs, the swelling, and you want to live a healthier, livelier, vital life, then I want you to check out VitaSupportMD.com. Again, VitaSupportMD.com. I hope you'll check them out, because if you do, it's going to happen. Your life's going to get better. All right. So listen, I want to add my guest to the show. Looks like he's having a technical problem. So he should be with me in just a second. But we're talking about today the courage to believe in yourself. And I'm asking myself this morning, I bet you've asked yourself a few times, what does it take to really believe in yourself? Well, I believe that first of all, there's symptoms that show up when you don't believe in yourself. I want to talk about those symptoms first. These are the symptoms like stop-start patterns. You start going down a road of success. You find a new business, let's say, or a new relationship or a new health plan, and all of a sudden you're going down that, and now you stop. Why is it that you stop? I had a fella that I worked with recently. He decided that he wanted to quit smoking, right? And so he prepared for it. He got to the point where it was quit day. And he got there, but he didn't make it, right? He didn't go to day two, but he did do day one. And in my estimate, there is no such thing as failure. So he really succeeded. He did one day more than he's done in the last maybe 10 years, right? That's cool. Now we go back and we got to rebuild on that, right? So why is it that some people, make it and some people don't? Well, I'm going to say this. It's most people that make it are persistent. They're disciplined. You know, just because they don't make their goal 100% the first time doesn't mean that they don't go back time and time again to keep working on that goal, dripping on the mind, dripping a little more wisdom, a little more understanding, a little more success on the mind. If you do that, what's going to happen is you're going to eventually accomplish those dreams. You're going to start to believe in yourself more and more. People ask me all the time, well, how do you develop self-confidence, self-esteem, self-courage? So how do you believe in yourself? It's always actions. It's nothing more than that. I bet you've heard that before. I bet you some of you are thinking, well, you know, actions speak louder than words. Well, they do, because words are just words. I mean, words matter. Don't get me wrong. What we tell ourselves, what we put in our mind, what we focus on through those words, they impact us in many different ways. Neuroscientists tell us today that they can measure they can see where negative thoughts impact the brain. They can measure those thoughts. They can see now they're starting to learn how positive thinking really releases the endorphins in our bodies, and we start to feel better. When we start to feel better, we do better. We start to feel enlightened, right? You know all this stuff, right? You've heard this before. But what is stopping you from maybe generating the beliefs, the choices, and the actions that you need to really believe in yourself and take it to the next level? Well, I'm going to give you some insights on that because I got my guest coming up here in just a second. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. And then I'm going to have my guest come on and he's going to talk about how to believe in yourself and what he did. You won't believe his story.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody back. I'm so excited to have my guest here with me today. I'd like to introduce him. His name is Travis Leaves, and he is the CEO of Interlight Media, an impact-driven social media marketing agency that is changing the world by helping some of the biggest online influencers, entrepreneurs, and brands tell powerful and life-affirming messages to hundreds of millions of people. Travis, there's so much more I'm going to talk to you about in your bio because you are an amazing dude. Now, I'm sorry we had that technical glitch when you first came on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no worries. Here we are. We're doing it.
Listen, yeah, sorry,
Travis, Travis believes. What does Travis believe in, man?
Great question. Well, honestly, I believe in the human potential. You know, I believe in the human potential to constantly get better. I believe it can always change, always evolve for the better. I think there's nothing more resilient than the human spirit. And I think collectively, when working together, there is nothing we can't achieve. I genuinely believe impossible only means impossible. Seriously.
I love that. Well, okay. So, you know, I want to know how you got to that place where you believe those things. So let's just start in the beginning. You know, You grew up in extreme poverty, being homeless, living in a children's shelter, never meeting your father, You know, landing in prison for a few years. All right, man, that's where you started. I think a lot of people want to know, you know, how you crawled out of there.
Yeah, it's a good question. I come from St. Louis, Missouri. A lot of people don't know this, but St. Louis always ranks in the top five most dangerous cities in America. It's not a good statistic. It's just a real statistic. And what happened is in understanding that, right, and coming from that place, it gave me an opportunity to really understand what the bottom means. And what I mean by that is having nothing, right? I've been homeless. You know, I've been without food, right? Gone days without food. And here in America, right, we like to think that, you know, it's impossible. Hey, we got all these opportunities. We got all this, you know, but no, there's people right here in America that literally goes without food, that literally goes without shelter, that doesn't have access. We didn't have cell phones back then or anything like that. We didn't have any of that stuff. And so all I had was my environment around me. And as I went through prison, right, you know, growing up, you know, my teenage years, I saw that a lot of people had on a mask, right? A mask of trying to prove themselves to other people, a mask of trying to show that they're valuable through toughness or because they had money, or trying to show that, hey, listen, you can't take advantage of me because of whatever reason. And so I realized that people really weren't living who they were. They all had to act on, right? And then when I got out of jail, I realized that there are more people with a mask going out of jail than there are people with a mask going in jail. And so when I realized that, it helped me to understand that, you know what? How do I live my best self? How do I live my full self? How do I really begin to live my true self without the mask? And so I just decided to live for myself and live for who I felt like I truly was. So I had to learn what it means to be a person of integrity. I had to learn what it means to be a person of talent. Like, what are my gifts? What are the things that I love to do? And then how do I use those things for purpose? How do I use those things to help people? How do I use those things to help evolve humanity for the better? And once I got to that level, that's when I began an action plan. And that's what started me on my journey of belief in myself.
Well, you know, those masks that people wear and a lot of times I don't think people even know they're wearing their mask. I think they've been conditioned by society or by their peers or by their schools to or country to wear these masks. And yeah. How does one know if you've got a mask on? I think that's a good question.
Yeah. So first off, I'll say what it took for me to realize it. When I realized, I did kind of like an inventory of my actions. Like, what were the actions I was taking daily and why I was taking those actions, right? So for example, you know, why did I act tough, you know, in front of these guys, right? What am I really doing? Why am I hanging around these types of people? What's the whole purpose, right? Why am I performing this activity on a daily basis, right? What am I really trying to do? And when I realized a lot of these actions that I was doing wasn't, they were really dictated by what I felt like other people thought about me. And people do this every day, like in their career. They take this career because maybe their parents are telling them they should take this career, or their friends, or they join a sports activity, right? Or they're not living in their true selves because they're afraid of what society may think of them, right? And this is what we do. So you have to really understand, are my actions being dictated by myself? Are these things that I actually want to do? Are these giving me, are they enriching my life? Are they making me feel my authentic self? Am I genuinely happy? Am I genuinely at peace, right? Am I living my highest self? And if you can't answer yes to those questions, then what happens is you realize that, okay, I'm living to impress other people because I think my value comes from what other people think of me. But here's the ironic part about that. When you dive into yourself and you become valuable based upon your own actions and your own activities and the things you love to do, then you get that respect and that value that you yearn for in the first place.
I really love that. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. When I get back, I want to talk about that mindset that you've developed over the years and how it supported you and others that you've come across. It's the win regardless mindset. Yeah,
absolutely.
So, I want to do that with you.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific, focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today on the Voices of Courage show, we're talking about the courage to believe in yourself. I'm with the CEO of Inner Light Media, which is an impact-driven social media marketing agency, Travis Believes. And we're going to be talking, before I get into that subject about the mindset, Travis, please tell people how they can get a hold of you and connect with you and, you know, the work that you're doing.
Absolutely. So if you go to my website, innerlightsocial.com, it's my Inner Light Media's website. You can always fill out the contact form if you're interested in any of the services, which goes from creating viral videos to managing social media to consultation. Or you can check out my YouTube where I talk about different things on beliefs, where I talk about different mindsets on how to win in life. And that is just Travis Believes on Instagram and YouTube. You can find me there.
Thanks, Travis. All right. Yeah, I like mindset because, you know, you really have pulled yourself up. I mean, you've come up, you know, in a way that a lot of people haven't. You know, not to say that everybody's way isn't important. Everybody's, you know, growing and learning what they need to learn, but you did it especially tough. And so I want to hear about your mindset, that winning mindset that you have that works for you no matter what's going on.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. So I began, you know, working with a guy named Prince E in 2010 in St. Louis. And he was like a conscious rapper at the time, like a conscious, you know, motivational rapper at the time. And he had a movement called Make Smart Cool, which was about kind of like creating a counterculture to what we thought was a dumbing down of the culture. And I mentioned this because this kind of like started my path of, all right, how do I really take action, right, to transform people's lives, right? How do I really take action to impact as many people as possible with the gifts that I have? And so we used to spend every waking day trying to figure that out, right? How to go viral, right? How do we take our gifts and our crafts to expand to the masses as much as possible? And that really gave me a lot of purpose. And I thought this was important because what happened was for me, the mentorship came for me was, wow, the more people that sees that they can do it as well, the more impact that you can actually have. I believe that all professions or whatever you want to do, you have to be inspired by something. I don't care if you want to be a doctor. I don't care if you want to be a lawyer. I don't care if you want to be an entrepreneur. You have to be inspired by something to do one of those things. And so once I understood that, I genuinely understood, okay, my purpose, right, is to, as many people as possible, get them to understand what their mission is and help them perform that, help them perform that task.
And so, I love that. And you also have that mindset of win regardless. What does that mean?
Yeah. So win regardless comes from the idea of, and I'll actually tell you how I came up with this idea. It's actually pretty funny. I remember when back in 2016, Donald Trump won the election, right? And it was like a death sentence to so many people. So many people were like, oh my gosh, like my life is over. And I was thinking like, yo, like it doesn't matter who's president. You still have to win in life. You can't give up. Like, you know, whether, you know, whoever won, you know what I'm saying? I'm politically independent. But it being politically independent allowed me to see, you know, the vitriol that both sides, you know, goes towards each other. And I just sit in the middle, like this isn't helpful. And so I just started to realize that it doesn't matter who wins. You still have to figure out how to win. You have to win regardless of who's president. You have to win regardless of who's in office. You have to win regardless of who wins. Like, so when I started to understand that mindset, it allowed me to not vilify people, right? It allowed me to realize, okay, this is the position I'm in. This is now, how do I use my intellect? How do I use my position and my circumstance to still win in life? And so it came from the idea of, all right, doesn't matter where you come from, who you are, what your circumstances are, you are intelligent enough to still win in life, regardless of who's president, regardless of who's in office, regardless of, you know, any of these circumstances, you still have the capability, you still have the power, you still have the intelligence to win, regardless of whatever all those things are that are holding you back.
I really love that. And I think that that's really good advice, especially, you know, we're going into a new dilemma, right? Okay. Yeah. Now we've had the pandemic, we've had all that going on. Now there seems like a new one's coming on. And I think a lot of times people use that as an excuse, right? Not to continue to generate wealth, health, success, vitality, learn what's working, learn what's not working in their lives. Any thought about that for the viewers?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things is that separates humans from everybody else is we're the ultimate adaptability machines. And in life and in business, the most important thing, more than anything else, by the way, more than anything else, is this one thing. How do you adapt to changing circumstances? I don't care if it's in business. I don't care if it's in life. I don't care what it is. Nothing stays the same. If you don't learn how to adapt to changing circumstances, then whatever you built, whatever you work for, whatever you're trying to do, you won't be able to accomplish it. You won't be successful and you won't have a successful life. So learning how to educate yourself, right, in the proper areas of life, you know, spirituality, you know, business, economics, things like that, learning how to adapt to changing circumstances, learning what your powers are and how to utilize that for the benefit of yourself and the benefit of mankind and others around you in your communities is how you're going to really take yourself to the next level and really take your family to the next level and be able to actually flourish instead of constantly lose.
Well, I really like that a lot. I think that really is applicable in today's society. All right, let me talk about your social media business here. What do we got? We got a few minutes left. Social media, man, you are rocking it. You've been rocking it for a long time. You've been helping people to take their message to the world and to really change lives, and which is why I decided to have you on the show, because I like what you're doing.
Thank you.
And so let's talk about that. How'd you get into it? What are you doing now? What's happening with that? And, you know, and who are your ideal clients? Who, you know, let me hear you about this.
Yeah. So I started off with a guy I mentioned earlier, Prince E, right? You know, he at first was a, you know, he was a rapper, you know, quote unquote conscious rapper. And we just, you know, we spent from 2010 to 2014, we spent those years trying to go viral. How do we go viral? How do we use social media to build a platform? I'll never forget. I remember I used to try to get him to do shows, right? You know, when you're an artist, you usually do like shows on different places, like maybe like a club or things like that. And he would tell me, why should I do a show in front of 500 people when I can do a video and put it online and potentially get it in front of 500,000 people? And that always shifted my mindset in terms of, okay, well, that's a good point. So we focused on how do we get the attention of the masses. So we studied how to go viral. We studied social media. We studied the different platforms, which the best platforms to do, to go on. And then as we learned this and eventually kind of like cracked the code in 2014, what I mean by crack the code, I mean like put out a viral video, and it just every video we put out from there, we just couldn't lose. It was getting hundreds of millions of views. It was going crazy. And what happened was, you know, different people reached out to us, you know, and I was running, Prince E Social at the time, and different people used to reach out to us and want to kind of like know what is the secret sauce. And so as that started to happen, I started to work with different people. I've worked with different people, you know, as you asked, like my ideal client, you know, people like Lewis Howes and Tom Bilyeu and, you know, Jay Shetty, things like that. A lot of these big entrepreneurs I've had an opportunity to work with. You know, and help add, you know, my sauce to them building. So that's really important. So I really like brands and entrepreneurs that want to have a positive impact, that awesome. Wants to create content, that wants to be a part of changing people's lives and help evolve humanity for the better. Those are the people I like working with.
Well, I love it, Travis. And listen, I'm out of time, man. This went like that. Great interview. Listen, one last time, real quick. I've got about 2 minutes here. Real quick, where can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, just Travis Believes. You can Google me anywhere, Instagram and YouTube are my preferred places. But if you're looking to obtain any of my services, you go to innerlightsocial.com. And just fill out the contact form and what you'd like to do and achieve, and we'll help you get there.
I love it, man. I hope you come back. I really enjoyed this.
Absolutely. Yeah, I hope
you come back next year. We'll do it again.
Absolutely. Right.
Well, listen, I want to thank everybody for joining me today on the Voices of Courage. And if you have moments that you are not feeling courageous, hey, listen, connect to the show. You'll instantly be uplifted. So you can find us at voicesofcourage.us, and courage2change.us is my new book. I hope you'll pick that up. Also, I want to thank some of our sponsors, BBS Radio, AM/FM 247, Binge TV, Las Vegas TV Network, to name a few. Podopolis, another one, Melinda out there, thank you for all you're doing. Appreciate all your work, especially Aaron Himes at E360 TV, and so many more of you. I'll mention you in additional shows, so don't feel slighted. I'll get to you. I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for joining us. And for those of you that are courageous, I encourage you to find your courage this week and continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable. And then do the impossible on a continuous basis.